This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shocked to hear the news of the passing of Steelers broadcast color analyst and former player Craig Wolfley, and thought a lot about it since, and thought a lot about a person who walks their faith. And I think of him, his former teammate and really best friend, Tunç Ilkin, who passed 2021, and both were extremely passionate about helping the Light of Life rescue mission on our north side. And joining me, assistant executive director, is Doug Smith, who knew both very well. Doug, first, my sympathies to you, because I know you were close to Craig and Tunç, for that matter.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you. I wish I was under better circumstances, but yeah, we're all heartbroken and devastated at the mission. As you know, Craig and Wolf gave nearly 40 years of their life serving the most vulnerable population in our city at Light of Life, and we're forever grateful for their lives and the legacy that they left, and just heartbroken.
And one of the things that I know that after Tunç passed, it was so hard for Wolf to continue, but he did do the work, and it wasn't just lip service. These guys actually showed up, didn't they?
Yeah, I've been telling people in the past 24 hours, they were the real deal. You know, when one of the things we'll miss dearly about Wolf is, you know, I mentioned he served at the mission for almost 40 years, and after Tunç passed, continued to serve, which was wonderful. But every single time Wolf would come to the mission and see someone in need, he would tear up. And it was almost like it was the first time he ever experienced the mission, but he's been experiencing it for years. And that's the compassion this man had. And, you know, Tunç often shared the story of the first time they served at Thanksgiving together back in the 80s. And there was a family that was actually separated at two separate tables eating their Thanksgiving dinner. And Wolf said, absolutely not. And he got two tables put together and said, this family's going to have Thanksgiving together, and put them all together. And that was kind of the beginning of 40 years of service for Wolf.
You know, when you share things like that, they never made them public, but it's good for people to understand when you say somebody walks the walk, in this case, walking their faith and the talk, it's hard to believe that collectively, 40 years have gone by with their service. I guess thinking of them maybe being together is the only bright spot in the moment.
Yeah, we were all smiling yesterday saying, you know, I wondered what Tunç said to Wolf as soon as you walked through the doors of heaven. You know, I could only imagine saying, you know, like, you knucklehead, took you long enough, you're finally here, and I can only imagine the fun that they're having together.
That said, in their names, I know there'll be an effort to want to support the work that you do every day and have done and continue the work that both Tunç and Wolf did.
Yeah, Larry, again, they gave nearly 40 years of their life. One of the things they did for nearly 20, or actually over 20 years, they ran what they called the Tunç and Wolf Walk for the Homeless, and that literally raised millions upon millions of dollars for the mission. And it's so funny, I talk to donors and volunteers that get involved at Light of Life all the time, and I always say, you know, how did you get involved with Light of Life, or how did you hear about us? And I would tell you that over 50% of the people that I talk to, their answer is Tunch and Wolf. And to see two men that would use their platform as theater players and broadcasters for 40 years to highlight those in need at Light of Life was life-changing. And so, yeah, if you'd like to be a part of what Tunch and Wolf loved for nearly 40 years, we'd love for you to come down. There's lots of opportunities to volunteer, lots of ways to donate and make a difference financially. But, you know, Tunch always said, once you walk through the doors of Light of Life, your life will never be the same. And we believe that about everyone, from the men, women, and children who walk through our doors in need, to the volunteers coming through our doors, to our staff members, et cetera. And so that's what happened to Tunch and Wolf, and that's our invitation to Pittsburgh.
Doug, I appreciate you taking some time during this challenging 24-hour period, but much appreciated, and we'll continue to support Light of Life Rescue Mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Doug Smith, Assistant Executive Director of the great work they do and have done. And if you can, and you want to reach out in Tunch's name and Wolf together, now would be a great time to do that. At this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Last week, I was in Bradenton at spring training. Lynn, I missed you, but it was nice to be in the sunshine. And here in Pittsburgh, we have a very, very beautiful weather week, which is kind of rare even in March.
It really is. I was watching Ron Smiley this morning, and he was talking about the 70s and I guess upper 70s later this week. I literally had to do a double take and make sure I was watching KDKA because it was like, wait a minute, what?
By the way, awesome. You can see Lynn on our streaming service at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So much has gone on in the 2 weeks since we have talked. Where do you want to start? What's on your radar?
You know what? Let's go back. Let's go to the mayoral race in the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, I thought that I found Ed's interview very enlightening. This is going to be an interesting race. And I think this is also going to be one of the, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say one of the meanest mayoral races we've seen in Pittsburgh in a long time. There's a lot of emotion in this race, I guess, for both candidates on the Democratic side. There's a lot at stake, and I think that social media has taken on a whole new role in this race. And I don't know specific things that Ed talked about that were on social media and were inaccurate. I can't speak to. But I do know that there's a lot of misinformation on social media, and there are a lot of people who only look at social media.
Well, therein lies a problem on a lot of levels. Forget about the mayoral race for a minute. Just general information. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, did you see X?
Yep.
And I'll tell them, you know, that's not real. I'll give you an example. Chris Stapleton, a superstar country singer-songwriter, was allegedly on social media criticizing that Beyonce won, you know, for country music.
Oh, in the country category. Mm-hmm.
That was not true. That, you know, one of those Snopes where you check it out, and I'm thinking, why would why would a guy of his level and of success? And it was the exact opposite. In fact, they have collaborated on work, and he's a big fan of hers. That's just one tiny example. So here's a group of people that are saying, oh, look at that. Somebody who didn't grow up in country music wins an award, and here you have one of your superstars saying that's not fair. He's filed a complaint with the Grammys. None of it was true. Again, one small example of how social media and people see that without checking it out.
And oh, absolutely. I mean, along those same lines, I had a lot of people sending me kind of a thought-provoking comment from Denzel Washington. And anybody who knows me knows that I am a huge Denzel Washington fan. So I look at it and I said, do you guys not realize this is artificial intelligence? That's not Denzel. Listen to the voice. Listen to the pauses. Listen to the delivery. That's not Denzel. Well, you know, my friends were all like, oh, Lynn, you think you know him so well. It's not. Same kind of thing. You do the legwork. And it's like, he never said those things. But these people were convinced that it was Denzel. I mean, I used to worry about what they might do on a local level with us, me, you, you know, Ken Rice, whomever, because artificial intelligence is something that we don't know a whole lot about. But it is has already infiltrated our lives.
Well, think about it, Lynn. It used to be if someone was caught on video doing anything, that was, for the most part, definitive evidence that somebody committed a crime, let's say, right? Because it was caught on tape. Now, the way video can be manipulated with artificial intelligence, the deep fakes, now you're not sure of what you see, whether it's real or not. So people, we have to educate people, especially young people coming up who don't realize there are journalistic values that some people still maintain. But for the most part, it's the wild west of information and misinformation.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that all of a sudden, too, I mean, you mentioned journalistic integrity, but I think a lot of people are kind of, I'll say, confused about what a journal or who a journalist really is, what a journalist really does, and how you separate a journalist, say, from a blogger or an influencer. And those are three different roles that have three different sets of criteria, sets of rules. I mean, when I say to people, oh, yeah, when I was in news, we used to have to, you know, get three sources to confirm it. And, you know, there's a process that you had to go through. I'm guessing it's still the case. I don't know. But you had to go through a process to make sure that what you were saying or writing was accurate. And there are other positions in social media where you don't have to do that.
That said, yesterday, when I saw the post that Aaron Rodgers was in serious contract negotiations with the team, I thought, this is...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this one of those fakes? You know, you had to do some digging, and then of course, it seems like insiders, NFL, it's true that they're having a conversation. I don't know, but that kind of thing goes on all day, all night, and you never know what exactly is real and not real.
And point of fact, I had the same reaction when I saw that headline yesterday. I was like, is this real? Come on. And I guess the other thing was there was so much else on social media about the quarterback position and every other team. And I was like, I don't know what's really happening here. So, I mean, I think it'll be interesting if in fact, this all turns out to be accurate.
And what's even more shocking was Kenny Pickett going to the Cleveland Browns. I thought that was
Cleveland.
Fake too. I thought that take your Super Bowl and go to Cleveland. All right,
exactly. We're
with Lynn Hayes-Breeland. A lot more going on. I want to get your reaction to some other things happening in the news. And in between, Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. We'll check in with Marty in the next few minutes. And every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes-Breeland from Atlanta, Georgia. And Lynn, so many things going on right now. Where do we start?
There aren't, but can I circle back for just a second? Because I know that the mayor talked about how close the Democratic endorsement vote was. I think it came down to single digits, 4 or 5 votes. I have often questioned whether in this day and age, the endorsement process has the same weight, the same impact that it did before. I noticed in the PG today, no, I'm sorry, on social media today, that someone I know that was running, is running for school board candidate in the city of Pittsburgh, was told initially that she did not receive the endorsement, and then in a recount, found out she did receive the endorsement. I just think there's some red flags there that maybe as a society, we need to rethink this whole endorsement process, and I don't even know if it carries the same weight that it used to.
Well, same with newspaper endorsements and those kind of things. They don't carry the same weight. I think the takeaway from that vote was a lot of people thought it would be a runaway for Corey O'Connor in that vote, and it was not. So it's neck and neck with that vote for the Democratic committee. So in 2 months, we'll find out for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And to your point about newspapers, I think one of the problems with newspaper endorsements is a lot of people don't read the newspaper anymore.
Nope.
So I don't even know how they can have significance if you don't read the paper.
When's the last time? Of course, they don't print many newspapers anymore. Trib is down to, or the Post-Gazette, rather, 2 days a week, still Thursdays.
Right.
And they put out their weekender in that edition. And then Sunday paper, and I still enjoy spreading out the paper on the kitchen table Sunday morning with a cup of coffee and reading the paper, but that's becoming more and more rare.
Oh, you know, and I do read newspapers, but I will admit I read them online. But it's still the newspaper in my mind. So when I say to people, oh, yeah, I saw this in the paper, I saw that in the paper, they always look at me the same way and say, you still read the newspaper? Like, yeah, I do.
Well, let's ask Aaron, our producer. Aaron is slightly younger than you and I, Lynn.
Just a bit, yeah.
Aaron, when's the last time you sat down and read a newspaper?
Probably in college. I had a multimedia platform class, and he was a very big stickler on newspaper, online, digital.
So you were forced to read it even then?
Yes. And agreed. Actually, Rob Taylor brought me a newspaper maybe a few weeks ago.
You took a picture of it.
I glanced through. So, right. I don't do it that often at all.
Yeah, so doom scrolling used to be flipping the pages on a newspaper. Now it's social media just flipping up on your phone. And Lynn,
reading the headlines.
Yeah, that's all it is for the most part. Very few people, I think, actually really dig down deep and read the complete articles. You just go for the headlines. Oh, flip, flip, flip. So
you know what? I can say that for my son and my daughter, because they know that I am still very much connected to Pittsburgh. So they'll see a headline and then send me a text and say, what's the story on such and such? I'm like, what? You couldn't go a couple more minutes and read the article? You just text me and ask me what happened.
All right. In your situation, how concerned are you about Social Security and Medicare being left alone with the cuts from the federal government?
You know, it's real interesting, Larry, because before I became a senior citizen, those are the kind of things that you did a story on. You knew it was important, but it didn't have an impact. Oh, my goodness. I'm signing petitions. I'm thinking about going to a protest. It's like, don't mess with my money. I am very concerned about that. And I have a whole new respect for people who always used to say, that's my money. I earned that money. Don't take it. That's how I feel. That's my money. Don't mess with my money.
And that Social Security, speaking of posts, yesterday I saw one about that saying, that's not a handout. That's what you've earned through your entire working career. That's your money. And the federal government over time has already, you know, taken money from Social Security. I'm not sure the accuracy of the number, but it was at least $1 trillion, maybe more, that they have mined from the Social Security. And again, that's your money, not a handout.
My money, right.
So
absolutely. And I think about it too, and again, I think about generations behind us, because they won't have the benefit. I was blessed. I got a pension from Westinghouse Broadcasting. You know, I had a 401k, so I had a combination of things. But you know, the 30-year-olds, the 25-year-olds, they're going to have their 401k and whatever is still available in Social Security. So I worry about that because I know a lot of people who are dependent on that Social Security.
And we'll see where it goes. That said, stocks dropped 900 points yesterday. We'll see if they recover, all on one word. And that was when the president said there could be a recession. You know, he did say there wouldn't be. It's amazing because it's not really built on any true facts or accuracy. It's just a feeling. And that's why it's so hard to follow. And if stocks are part of your portfolio, then you're feeling a little anxious. So,
well, I think there's also emotion attached to the word recession. If you've ever experienced it on any level, you have a whole different reaction when you hear that versus someone who has never lived through a recession.
Lynn Hayes Breland, always good to catch up, Lynn. We'll talk again next
always
Tuesday.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. On the Big K Morning Show, coming up top 10 until 2, Marty Griffin in studio for a preview. Get Marty. What are you working on today, Marty?
First of all, Kenny Rogers is a pain in the ass. He's a big pain, bad fried chicken, a bad singer, and he shouldn't be on the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass. Whining.
So you're saying you don't want him?
I could care less, because they ain't going to win with him. They're doing the best they can. But he,
Ben,
come on.
How about Ben? He was on your man Pat McAfee's show yesterday saying how excited he is. And
Pat gets along with everyone. He no longer gets along with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because his exclusives with Aaron Rodgers help lift his career.
No mo.
Really?
No. You know why? Larry's a pain in the ass. The COVID crap.
What is his...
guy went in a cave for 5 days. Shut up.
He goes in a... What's that place called?
It's called Loser's Den. So we're going to have to deal with babysitting that grown-ass man.
In a wigwam.
Making 60 grand. It's annoying, Larry.
60 grand.
But in the NFL today, it's as good as it gets.
Kenny Pickett's going to the Browns.
God bless him. I hope he kicks the Steelers' ass. You know why? Because my daughters love Kenny. And because he's a class act.
He is.
And because he ate at one of my favorite restaurants. All those reasons why. I hope he kicks the Steelers' ass.
He's a good dude.
Right off the top, we're going to talk to a downtown business owner. You know Joe Orlando?
I do.
Really cool guy.
Cool clothes.
Really cool. You're going to hear a different picture of downtown and how dangerous it is and how he almost got killed downtown.
He's been there forever.
But it's changed. Very different view than Ed Gainey's Pollyannic view of downtown. And if he thinks that those 75 kids weren't downtown, he's full of crap. Because they were, and I have the tape to prove it. Look, this is going to come down to the same choice Americans made, right? America wanted a change, right? Biden got his ass kicked. What will happen in Pittsburgh? Pittsburghers want a change, Larry. Do you like Pittsburgh the way it is right now? Forget about the politics. Do you like Pittsburgh the way it is right now?
I don't live in the city. And
answer the question. Don't be.
When I go downtown, I don't feel intimidated.
Come on, man.
I don't.
It's not about you being intimidated. Do you want Pittsburgh this way, the way it is right now, with the jobs and the griminess downtown? Yes or no, sir? Are you? No, you're not.
Marty Griffin next.
See? See?